Pashavi Yikra, you have a mitzvah of a kol korban chatak of melech. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to put on every korban melech, salt. Chatzus olay to say, the pasuk says olay sash b'smelech. So if a person brings a korban, he doesn't put melech on it, he doesn't put the salt on the korban, he's over olay to say and an asay. On b'di'evid, if a person's makar a korban without melech, without salt, the Rambam paskins perkei melech suim is be'ech lachi yibay, is that the korban's kosher. And it's chutzah. The Baal Korban is Yetzir the Korban. In fact, the Mechas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Yites, Leis Yud, why isn't the Korban Posal Smitzvah Bob Aveira? He brought the Korban, B'shas he did an Aveira, with an Aveira of not bringing the Melech. He said, well, let's see an essay. Mechas Chinuch by Pesach Yen in discussion. Right. Tosis in the beginning, Lul Gozel says that it was Nis'afshar, but
it's a chiluk.
But the nice mitzvah on the cold is also mechayshvi mitzvah b'aveir. The Gemara Menachas, the Chafan Huvei, says that the melech, that the salt of the korban, has to come mishel tziba, not from the baal korban. Some korbanos have to be brought from the tziba dafka, from ganz klai Yisrael, not from the baal korban. But and the melech is one of those. The baal korban cannot bring the korban and the melech. The melech has to come. The salt has to come from the tzibah dafka. It's a halacha. The same thing the Gemara says. The etzim, the atzei marocha that we burn the korban on, also has to come mishal tzibah. You can't bring the atzei marocha also together with the korban mishal yochad. Certain things have to be mishal tzibah. There is such a thing as a korban etzim. A korban mincha is normally soilless, but there's such a thing as being a korban mincha etzim. He wants to be mark of etzim. He's makdish etzim to bring as a korban. So those etzim will come from the yochid, but those etzim have to be burnt on etzim of the maracha from mishal tziba. The Rambam paskins in Perek Beis Hilchos Maaseh Kavanos Halacha Aleph that the ein chadava shekarv lemizbeach b'lo melech. There's nothing that's nukiv on the mizbeach without salt. Chutz min yain hanachsachim, except for the nisrei hayayin. Hadam and the dam, when you spritz the dam on the mizbeach, the etzim. And etzim mean, and etzim is, we're going to see soon, is even etzim of a carbon. But dav is a kabbalah. This is a kabbalah. V'ein le'mikrim l'us mechalav. There's no b'feresh pasuk, but it's a kabbalah. As a ve'elach mesh mesinai, that these things do not need melech. But the Rambam does say in someplace else, the Rambam does say that if you bring yayin for a korban mincha, you want to be mark of yayin itself should be the korban itself. That doesn't need melech. That doesn't need salt.
That's also the locha mishmasina.
Well, that's included in al kol korban chatak of melech. That's a chur. That's not such a chiddush.
Nesachim is
locha mishmasina that it doesn't need. The Rambam says it's a kabbalah. I mean, he calls it a kabbalah. That the nesachim doesn't need, but if the yayin itself is the korban, a person can be makiv yayin for korban mincha. That yayin itself doesn't need melech, which is a chiddush. Because the chur, the melech will spoil the yayin. The melech will be pugim the yayin, will be pugim the one. But even so, there's a halacha. Kol korban chatak melech, you put yayin on the, you put melech on the yayin. So what's the gather? So the Mechas Chinuch wants to say, it could be. First, he wants to say, Nechari, you would say that the gather is the difference between yayin and the sachem and yayin, which is the korban itself, is whatever is leishim, whatever is burnt on the fire, that needs melech. Now, Nechari, every korban is burnt on the fire, that needs melech. But the yayin and the sachem is not burnt on the fire. When you bring a korban, the Torah always says, like we say in Musaf, and with every korban you bring, many korbanos come with a korban mincha, come also with nischayayin. You have to pour wine. In Musaf we say the shir, how much yayin? You have to pour that in the sheetin. That doesn't go on the maracha, doesn't go on the fire. On the mizbeach, there were two sheetin, two holes that went all the way down, and you pour the wine in that, and it went all the way down. So that yayin in the sochem is not leishim, it's not being burned on the fire. Maybe that's together. That doesn't need melech, but
so if you reckon that, why did the Rambam reckon mine?
Oh, we're going to get that, we're going to get that. But first, the Mechas Chinuch is deicha that, because the Rambam picked his Zayin, Maisa Kabonis Loch Yudalad, says the Chayr Chiddush, that when you menad of Yayin for a Kabon Mincha, you don't burn it on the fire. That also goes in the Sheetan. When Yayin is the Kabon itself, that also doesn't go on the fire, goes in the Sheetan. And still the Rambam says, it depends. If the wine you're pouring in the Sheetan is the Kabon itself, that needs melech. If the yayin that goes in the sheet is the nisachim, that doesn't need melech. So
this is the yayin that goes on ish.
Where?
I don't know, but the Gemara says mizalf.
Mizalf. Well.
But
The Gemara talks about, you're right, the Ksuba stuff, hey, about the Doshim Eschavin, Yat
Mechavin.
Doshim Eschavin to put the fire out, I don't know, but the Ram says that side, the Nischa Yayin goes in the Sheetan, and even a Korban Yayin goes in the Sheetan. I'm not sure how that works. So Akaponim, the Mechas Sukh wants to say, the Gedda is Pasha, that whatever's a Korban, it's a Korban for itself, that needs Melech. Even though the Yayin, if it's a Korban for itself, even though the Ram says it goes in the Sheetan, that needs Melech. And the Nischa Yayin, which is not a Korban for itself, it just comes together with the Korban, that does not need Melech. As a Melech, the Mechas Sukh wants to say, Merdeg Echidish, like Rebitzi was Moir, Elcher, Nisach HaMayim, once a year we have a mitzvah to bring Mayim, water on the Mizbeach. The Simchas Pesach Eva and on Sukkot they would pour water on the Mizbeach, and that also went in the sheet. There was a separate sheet that was used that once a year. There was two sheet, and one was for Yayin, one was for wine, and one was for Mayim. The sheet for Mayim state was it went all the way down to the Emtzah Kadar Oretz, goes all the way to the center of the earth, which is a Chayah Nes. I don't think anyone, even today's technology, have any sheches for getting to the center of the earth, but they say the sheet then goes all the way to the center of the earth. They have Midrashim that in the center of the earth, halfway down from here to China, in the center of the earth, is supposed to be Merdeg Afaya, but there's a Medrash that says there's a whole Bria, there's a whole Ummah, a whole Bria of people that have two heads. And the state that Shlomo Melech, when he was Melech on the whole world, he was Melech on them also. And the Maestas about how he dealt with them. But Al Kaponim, the Nisach HaMayim went all the way down to the Sheetan. In fact, the Mechas Chinuch, this Mayim is a carbon for itself. It should need Melech, it should need salt. But he says, the Stimus of Rambam, where he brings down the halachas of Nisach HaMayim, doesn't mention Melech. And Mechas Chatayin is the Stimus of Rambam. In fact, he doesn't mention that Nisach HaMayim is Melech, because Mashmah doesn't need Melech, doesn't need salt.
Can somebody be Menadet Mayim?
I don't know, and then what would you do with it? Would you put that on the Isham, on the fire? Will you put that in the Sheetan? I'm not sure. The Yayin, when you mount the Yayin, Ram says the fairish, it goes to the Sheetan.
It says Eitzim, Yayin,
right.
Why, what do you know?
But upon him, this is together. Whatever is a carbon for itself needs Melech, and whatever is and the Sachem, which comes Agavna. But the Ram does say, like we said before, that Eitzim, if you're not an Eitzim for a carbon, even though that's the carbon itself, it doesn't need Melech. What's the difference between Eitzim and let's say Yayin? So he doesn't explain this, but maybe the Chilk is something that's not an Eichel, that's not food, it's not edible, it's not Shach to Melech. The whole need of Melech only goes into something which is Be'etzim food. The Gemara Menachas, the Chafan Chonal, says there's two types of Melech. We know this. The Gemara says it also that there's two types of salt. There's salt that comes from the sea, from the ocean, and the water is salty, and you can remove the salt from the water, and actually you can find this salt deposits next to the ocean. And there's water that comes from the karka, there's salt deposits in the ground, so in places they know how to dig it up, and that's also melech. The salt that comes from the mayim, the Gemara calls melech stoimus. I don't think it's the melech stoim that were cheshish by mayim achreinim, make ivrin, saginah. But it's called melech stoimus, and the salt that comes from the karka is called melech shekoimus. So the Gemara says that l'chadchila you should use melech from the yam, melech dachva from the yam. And the reason is because the Torah says le'sashbis melech vidashin, you should use melech she'ena shebeses. You should use salt that never stops. What does it mean salt that never stops? So Rashi teaches it should be salt melech shematzuy tomer that's always found bein bekeis bein bechayev, say in the sun and say in the winter. So Rashi doesn't explain why salt from the karka is not found the whole year, and salt from the yam is found the whole year. So the only thing I'm thinking is maybe the salt from the karka in the chayif in the winter, it's so cold, it's the ground is so hard, you can't dig it up. And melech from the yam is found. But that's what Rashi teaches. Melech she'en sheveses means that it's metzuyah bein bekeis bein bechayev, and that means only melech from the yam. The yam always sends it out. You go on the side of the yam, there's always deposits of salt over there. That's called melech she'en sheveses. Melech that doesn't stop. On the side of the Gemara in the Maseres Shas, he's mitzayin to some Rishonim, I think the Aruch. He says a different chiluk. He says melech she'en sheveses means bein b'yom bein melayla, saying the day, saying the night. And they explain that melech she'en sheves, that melech that comes from the yam, that's bein b'yom bein melayla. The yam is always, the waves come up, is always bringing out melech, it's always bringing out the salt in the day and the night. Mashen kein melech, that salt that comes from the ground, you need poilim to dig it up. And the Rishonim say that only the poilim only work in the day, the poilim don't work at night. So that's not called Melech Sheveses. Rashi in Chumash says a different pshat. He brings a medrash, maybe different than the Gemara. He brings a medrash that says the chilek is because it was bris krusa m'sheshem ebereshis. It was a bris that was given m'sheshem ebereshis to the yam. Shiftuchu mayim etachtoinim mikarv mizbeach v'melech nisach hamayim. The yam was given a promise that's going to come with the mizbeach, the melech from the yam, the soul from the yam, and nisach hamayim b'chagim.
So it's takim
akib? Oh, it's not makib. Oh. How do we know that? Because the Gemara has a different drasha. The Gemara has a drasha. It says Takriv. Kol Kamal for Takriv Melach. The Gemara Dashan is actually four drashas from Takriv. It's a Gilui. Takriv Kol Shehu. Takriv Mikol Mokayim. Takriv Afingu B'Shabbes. Takriv Afingu B'Tuma. So what's this drasha? What does it mean? Let's start with Takriv Kol Shehu. So some Mechikas Rashi and Rambam. Rashi learns Takriv Kol Shehu means that it could be Sai Bein Melach Bom in Yam, Bein Melach Bom in the Kaka. It could be B'Di'eved. You could use Melach that comes from the Kaka. And the drasha of Takav Mikomokim from any place, Rashi Taishas Afigu Michus Loretz. This drasha tells you don't think that Melech has to come from Eretz Yisrael, the Melech can come even from Chutz Loretz. But the Rambam, Peke Michus Mizbeach, Loch Yidam, he explains it differently. He says Takav Kol Shehu is going on a din in the Gemara afterwards. The Gemara afterwards says the Shear Melech. How much Melech do you have to put on a carbon? So the Gemara says, that's not the Shear. The Shear is Mocha Yafi Yafi Keder Shemelech Bosel Loitzim Minadam. You put on as much salt as you put on when you kasha flesh. The same way when you kasha melicha, the kasha the meat from dam, and the shear. If you look in your day, the shear is that you have to cover all four sides, make it completely white. You should not see the basa. You cover all six sides, the top, the bottom, all four sides. It should be completely surrounded by salt. That's the shear from melicha, and that draws out the dam. My father in Shalom was once married to me that the. We don't find a chiluk between if it's a big piece of basa or a small piece of basa. It's the same amount of salt. When you think about it, you can have a small piece, 2 inches, you put the same amount on each side, and in between the salt is, let's say, only 2 inches, that draws it out. And if you have a 2-foot piece of basa, it's also the same amount of salt. It doesn't make a difference how big it is. You put the same amount of salt on both sides, and that draws it out. I mean, the dimensions might be more, but the actual piece of basa in between doesn't make a difference if it's small or big. It's the same amount of salt to salt the basa to put your out the dam. It's just, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. But Akoponim, the shear of Kokoman Chatakar Melech is the same shear as for Melicha to take out the dam, which means to cover it completely. As the Meir of Dam says, that's what Takav Kol Shehu means. That B'di'evet, if you just put a little bit salt, not enough that you would do for Melicha for dam, you also Yetzer, which maybe is more Pashu Shah in the Gemara. Takav Kol Shehu, you don't need the whole full shear. So according to the Rambam, how does he know the way Rashi learns? The din that Rashi learns Takav Kol Shehu means that B'di'evet you can use Melech min hakaka. How does the Rambam know that? Acher the Rambam learns that from Takav Mikol Mokim. He dashens Takav Mikol Mokim could even be Melech. It's going on the type of Melech. Rashi learns Takav Mikol Mokim means Afigu Mechutz Laretz. It's going on where the Melech came from. Let's say Melech Hayam even from Chutz Laretz. But the Rambam said, we'll learn that Takav Mikol Mokim tells you this halacha, that it could even be Melech from the Kaka. What type of Melech? And how does the Rambam know then that it could be Melech even from Chutz Laretz? Maybe the Rambam is Chayil. It could be, the Rambam doesn't say that Melech can come from, either the Rambam is Chayil, the Rambam Taka holds that the Melech cannot come from Chutz Laretz, or the Rambam holds that doesn't need a Pasuk. Maybe the Rambam holds this love of Pasha. There's no reason that you should think the salt has to come from Eretz Yisrael. And what the Rambam learns out from Takav Kol Shehu, that it means the amount of melech, you don't need the full shear melech, but you have even a little salt, the carbon, you have to this mitzvah. How does Rashi know that? Maybe Rashi's Takav Chayil, maybe Rashi holds it, but the Eved, it can't be a Kol Shehu. The shear melech has to be mocha yafa yafa. Doesn't say. The Rambam gather is Meshamed, the whole halacha, that melech has to come from the yam. And B'di'evet could be even Habom and Akaki. It doesn't even speak about the whole thing. That's the Mishmas Kashan Ram. But that's the Fesh Gemara. On the drush of Taka Fingu B'Shabbos, what's the Chiddush? What's the Issa putting Melech on a carbon on Shabbos? That's also Kashan the Mishmas asks. In Pegidach Hilcha Shabbos, Lacha Hey, where it talks about the Moloch of Ibud. Moloch of Ibud is, let's say, putting salt on R, on leather. That works out the leather. That's the Moloch of Ibud. But the Halacha is very clear that the Zich Medraisa, there's no Issa of Ibud B'Eichlin. There's no issa of doing any type of ibud of eichel. There's a main effect of Mishnah Melech. What do we need a pasuk of Taka Tingu Shabbos? What's the chiddush? What will be us about putting salt on the basa Shabbos? The Black Sarchin. The Mechasson speaks about this also in his base. The Gemara in Nacha says, where do you put the, when do you put the melech on the carbon? The Santa, the Gemara says that you put the melech on the carbon bereishis shemazbeach. After the Kohanim bring up the, they go on the kevesh, they go on the ramp, they go up to the top of the mizbeach, and the, before they put the basa on, they murin, they put, first put the murin on the fire, on the atzi marocha, up there, they, get the, they bring a bag of salt, they bring the salt, and that's where they put the salt on, up on top there. As the Meir, the Menachas Chinuch says, the Gemara doesn't say who does it, but Pashtus HaKohen does it, because only Kohen is allowed to be on top of the Rosh Hashanah. But the Menachas Chinuch, let's say you didn't do it up there, you did it wrong, you did it before you brought out Rosh Hashanah, you did it on the bottom, you'd be Yetzah. What about the Zar? What if a Levi Yisrael, not a Kohen, put the Melech on? Would you be Yetzah or not? He plays Tzarchin, he plays the Shaila. Doesn't say it has to be done by a Kohen. It also has melech, sure.
Yeah, but there's orah,
you don't skin the oif, do you? Uh-huh. And there's Shaykh Ibn on that.
But look, and what's right. By Ali? Ali also.
Uh-huh.
There's a
mandom,
there's a
kohen that goes up. But when the doesn't need the salt, really goes on the bus, so you could be careful, do it only in the bus apart. When the orah doesn't need. I don't know. Look at the Mishnah, Melech, Pegid Alcha Chashabas in. There's that kasha. There's a roar, the Mechassan brings down a roar in Bedek Abayis, Bayis Gimel, Shah Gimel, that says a chiddush that the chelik of the kabbonis, which is Nechal, the Kahanim, and to the Bailim, also needs melech. Not only would you makiv on the Mizbeach needs melech, but the chelik that the Kohen needs, and the chelik that in the Kamachatis, part of it is eaten by the Kohen, and the Kamachlamim, part of it is eaten by the Kohen, part is eaten by the Bailim, these parts also need melech. It's also a part of the Hagrava. There's a Shanga. I think we once spoke about it a little bit about if the says beferish a shakupa behem that the chelik that the kahanim eat is part of the kapara. The kahanim eating the kapara is part of the kapara. There's a shayin of the part that the bayalim eats is that part of the kapara. Now there's a rashi in the beginning of Tomei Nishchat. I think that's in the Testament Beis. That's mashma that the chelik that the bayalim also eats is part of the kapara. Yeah. But they want to be medak in Rashi that that even the chelik of the bialim that they eat is also part of the kapar. I think it's shukam mashum. This way, oh, the fact that you put melech on the chelik of the bialim also, it's bissel mashum is part of the kapar. It's not just a din the bialim eat it or a schus the bialim eat it. Maybe it's part of the shukam rai that the bialim that that's also part of the kapar. The Mishmeres Abayis, one of the Yishanim on the side of the Bedek Abayis, he's chaylag on the Ra. He says, only the part that goes on the Mizbeach needs melech. The part that you give to the Kahanim and the Bayam Ti, that does not need melech. So I just want to be familiar, I mean, first of all, in Chayyar, the part that you give to the Kahanim and to the Bayam Ti needs melech to salt to take the dam out. In Chayyar, you have to kasha that, I mean, they're not going to eat dam. In Chayyar, you have to put any dam in there. But the Teretz is, first of all, Slavdavka, if in Chayyar Kabbanis eat in Sli, would you sleep? Because then you don't need to salt. The itzav dam is only dam shapirish, dam that comes out of the basa. If a person takes a raw piece of meat, the dam never came out. He's allowed to eat it. There's no itzav dam. And by tzli, I hear you saying. So you could be in vasha, and you don't need it. Very good. Right. But again, by tzli for sure, and any dam that comes out gets burnt, and what stayed inside is not also. And chayr doesn't need milk. And another pasha teretz is when you do melicha. When you salt the meat, take out the dam, there's a halacha of shtifa. There's din shtifa before, there's din shtifa after. There's a halacha, you have to wash off the salt, because the salt will be full of dam. It shows you, if it pulls out all the dam, it's full of dam, you have to salt it, you have to wash it off. So the Ra is saying that if before they eat it, you got to put it again. Kokman chataka melach, before they eat it, you have to put the salt back on it. That's what he's saying. But my question is, if the shir nachatchina at least is of melach is like the shir malicha, you have to put on that much salt that's completely covered. It looks white. You can't see through it. It completely covers it. How do the Kohanim and the Bayim eat that? If the mitzvah is to eat it with salt, as every alkol k'mal chatak melach, that's be so salty. Be any nechal machmas mocha. It'd be pretty hard to eat something with so much salt. Shagar. The Michas Chinuch in the Yisrael Beis brings from the
Mar. You have to eat it. Could be they have to put it on. You have to eat it.
Put it on, and but he's saying that the ma'isa chilin is also like a hakarava. B'shas you eat it, you should have melech the same way b'shas you makti it. That's why I don't think you put it on, and take it off. You can't put it on, and take it off before you makti on the mizbeach. Maybe then, if it's not shayach, you eat it then b'di'evit. You use the kolshu. The mechasenich in the Beis brings from the Maram Chagiz that says if there is no melch, there is no salt, you could use sugar. He says sugar is also a min salt, and the sugar also has a teva of salting, even pulls out the dam as a min salt. It's a chiddush, and you can use that also. In fact, that sugar in is a peri, and a peri is allowed to be makav on the mizbeach. The pasuk b'feiros chol davash le'sektiru. We learn from that any peri, it's also to put a peri on the mizbeach. And maybe you'll say if there's no salt, you'll say esedich le'sasei. The mitzvah say of putting melech is deicher le'sasei of le'sektiru chol davash. The Mechaschinach says that that's not a teretz because we have a klal in Zvachim, in Gemara Zvachim, that's like Zayin and Bey, is that Ein Asay Deichel Isis Shev in Bekdash, and Asay is not Deichel Isis Shev in Bekdash. So he applies with a kasha and the Ramchig is.
Why Tzirka is considered a Bey?
What? Achair, that's what he's asking. Achair is a Peri, eh?
As an attribute of a Peri, that
Peri
is sweet, Tzirka is also.
Maybe the Ramchig is also not a Peri. He knew the Ramchig is Nudis Aloch, or Chod Vashli Sakhtiru. Yeah, but that was Mechassan's kasha. The Mechassanach also says if there is no melech, let's say you have no salt, and you have a mitzvah to bring a carbon, what should you do? So the Mechassanach says the same thing. You cannot bring the carbon. You don't say esedei chalais to say the mitzvah, bringing the carbon is an assay. But to bring the carbon without Melech is a leisaseishu b'mikdash. Vein asay deich a leisaseishu b'mikdash. And then he says even more. Even besides that, to bring a cover without salt, you even like we said before, you even asay and a leisasei. And then asay deich a leisaseishu. So look at Mechassan Chiddush. If there's no salt, you do not bring the carbon.
This challenge is also going
to be a lot of kashif today. Right. There's a mikdash David in Chel Kodesh and Simi Gimel. That he declares there's such a thing as a carbon melech, like we said before. That's when a person can be nadav yayin. That should be the carbon. That should be the carbon. There's such a thing as carbon eitzim. What about carbon melech? Somebody wants to bring a certain amount of melech, a certain amount of salt. That should be the carbon itself. He declares this for shayla. The shayla is actually I used to have the safe. I don't have it anymore. I have an elder zayda. It's called the shayla. She was kedushas yomtiv, and they said his kedushas. He was a talmud of the goyin in the. Told us to the Goyan, they speak about him, Mises with him and the Goyan. He's mentioned Chotam Shulna, she was a Chav of Chaim Balazhana, Tamidi Agra, and I'm a 12th star from him. He also declares this is such a thing as a Kabbalah Melech, and then he declares if there is such a thing as a Kabbalah Melech, does a Kabbalah Melech need Melech? If you makdish a certain amount of Melech to bring for carbon, do you have to put Melech on top of that? Is there a dinner called Kabbalah Chotam Melech? And I remember something cup that I saw the stipler brings down this chance to jump the shtickle, and I can't find that. I looked in the Menachas, he mentions him a few times, but I can't find the shayla. But he calls it shayla, this is a cup of melech, ni melech. The chinuch has a whole descent, loshin on the mitzvah of bringing melech, it gives time in kedaki b'kodesh. But he also says at the end, the santa loshin, he says, this mitzvah is meramis. Melech makayim kol davar. Matzah has to be covered. Melech has the teva that it's matzah the basa from getting ruined. It, when you salt meat, it lasts longer. If you don't salt it, it gets spoiled quicker. But salted meat lasts longer. So maybe what's to say? Ma'isa kaban yinotza ha'odam in the hefse v'dishom anashay. When a person brings a kaban, he's makayim this mitzvah. It will protect it the same way it protects the basa. The melech will protect his money. And it will protect his nefesh. He mentions money first, it will protect his money, and it will protect his nefesh. So Nechayah goes on the Baal Karban. When the Baal Karban brings his Karban with the Melech, even though, like we said before, the Melech comes from the Tziba, not from the Baal Karban, but he'll have the skula, besides the mitzvah, he also has the skula that it protects, being a Karban Melech, protects his money and protects his nefesh.
The salt that you said that a person has to put himself, does that also have to come from a Tziba, or is that also salt?
The salt has to come from the Tziba.
Even the one that he puts on his own
carbon.
His own carbon.
Yes, that's halacha. Right, kol kamar that melech has to come from the tziba, bedavka. Okay. Right in Pashas Yikra, we have the pasha of a carbon chattas, and the yochid is chayta. Yochid doesn't have a very b'shaygig, and there are a few conditions. One of them is it's a loisase sheish by karis, and it's a loisase sheish by maisa, and he does a b'shaygig. He brings a carbon chattas kido. He brings a carbon chattas, and the chattas is called the chattas kavua because it's one chattas siphon on each siphon nashi. It doesn't make a difference if he's rich or poor. And the chattas is a behema. It's a kivso or a seira. It's a nekeva sheep or a nekeva goat. Stavka behema. It doesn't make a difference if he's ani or nashi. If he's an Oni and he has no money to bring the carbon, he has to machzal psochem. He's mechuyev to bring a kamachatas. He has to go around and collect money. He had to bring his carbon. I was clarifying on what we spoke about recently. Tekanas usham vazay vazios mechaymish. What about a kamachatas? A person, does he have to spend more than a chaymish to bring a kamachatas? I'm thinking maybe there's a chilek because the chatas, the sherish of the chatas came from a loisase. And on loisase, you have to spend all your money. And the sherish of the chatas came from being over loisase. So maybe for that, he has to spend all his money. But I don't know. Maybe that remains. But Al-Kaponim, a chatas kavu, it's called the siphon oni siphon ashe. But the Torah says afterwards, there's three yetzim in the clause. There's three avarice where the Torah is machalak between the oni and the ashe, what kind of kavu chatas he brings. It's called the kavu of yer. It goes up and down depending on how rich he is. That the oni brings one carbon and the asher brings a different carbon, chattas. The three avers are the first one is shvu seidus. If a person monzain his friend that you know Ruben owes me $100, you know about it. I need to come to Bezin and testify for me that Ruben owes me money, and his friend says I don't know any edus, and he says and he makes him make a shvu that he doesn't know edus. He makes a shvu that he doesn't know edus, and the mice later he admits that he knew edus. He has to bring a carbon of yeret. It's a carbon chattas, which is the difference between an oni and an asher. The second is tumas mikdash kedusha. If a person is over the chamadik lav, going to the base of mikdash when he's tamei or eating kosher when he's tamei, he has to bring a kamachatas. But the chatas depends if he's an ani and an ashi, what he has to bring. And the third is shvuas pitoy. Regan, someone's over shvuas sheker. He says he's going to do something, he doesn't do it, or he says he did something, he didn't do it. The Torah says in Umashul, he says that he makes a shur that he ate something and he didn't eat it, or he makes a shur that he's going to eat something in a certain time like today, and the day goes by he does not eat it, that he has to bring a carbon and a beer. And the chiluk is an ashir brings a carbon behema, brings a behema like every chattas, but an ani brings shtei sarim or shtei bnei yena. An ani only brings two oifis, and the two oifis cost a lot less than one behema. And the ani brings a chattas oif and a oimas oif. What's the reason these three avarias, the Torah was more makel on an ani? And a regular, the rest of the Rav in the Torah, he has to bring a regular chattas behema. So the Ramban of the Torah says the chiluk is that these three avarias are shvuas eidus and shvuas bitoy. Those two, the Ramban says, are not really a maisa. The only diva ba'alma. Since it's not really a mice, only diva ba'alma, that's why Torah was making on the ani that in Mosagi Yodoy, they say, if he can't afford to bring a seh, he just brings shnei tam shnei ben yena. And Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, the Ramban says, the reason is because he meant to do a mitzvah. He had in mind to do a mitzvah, he meant to go to the base of Mikdash, he meant to eat kachim, and it turned out he didn't have there, he did a betumah, but on Maisa, he meant to do a mitzvah, the Torah was making, had this special kulna that if he's ani, he only brings shnei tam shnei ben yena. My question to Ramban is on the first two on Shavuos Eid, Shavuos Bita, why does Ramban need a reason that it's why it's more kal? It should not be chayv in the carbon at all because it's not a least shish by karis. Shavuos, I mean it's takas zeyachomer. There's a gemara in Shavuos Tafam Testament off that says there's the zeyakol oyim gshom akash brachon lisisa. But miyuchu by this law of Shavuos Sheker, the whole world shook.
But they also have a chumra that those are like more carbon amazing.
Right, and they have to even be mazed. The shuas shuas be this guy because these are various even mazed. So bechalz okay, yeah, we don't find that, but I think befrad it's not a lishish bekaris. Normally, so if anything, the Torah is making a chumra over here that has to be shnei shtayim shekhnei, and it's not a kash of why Torah is making the whole carbon is a special chumra on these averes. So why does Ramban have to go explain why we make on ani shukashvei? The main by two shukashvashav, which is lishish bekaris. Why does that bring a regular carbon? That the Ramban has to explain because he meant to do a mitzvah. That's why the Torah is making on him. But why does the Ramban have to give these reasons on the other? That's a shtuk
of
kasha. Yeah, because the carbon is totally in the chayv karis. If there's no, if it's something that's not chayv karis, it's not a zach which would be chayv karis, but mazid, there's no carbon b'shege. Right. The chinna. Well, shu is bitu. This was the third round, the third of era of.
This
was beaten,
except
the 28th. It's three, and the Ramban says on these two, that's the reason. Uh-huh. And the Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuchach Gimel, says a big Chinuch Alacha. He says that an Ani should have a Kaban Asher and a Yatza. If an Ani wants to go strain Zachon and bring a Kaban Asher, bring a Behemi, he's not Yatza. And then he gives a bit of shmooze on it. We should learn from this that a person should not spend more money than he can afford. And he says, the Torah tells you to, you can't afford it, bring a smaller carbon, and even with the Eved, you're not yet, so you have to bring what you can afford. You should remember this, that Sayin Ruchnius and Koshkin and Gashmi, so first should be careful, don't keep swiping the credit card. And you know, when a person can't afford it, has to be careful.
Who
the Chinuch.
The Chinuch says, I'm
yeah, I'm coming on the Yerid. In Mitzvah Kufchav Gimel. But also, the Chinuch is the one that says this Chiddush. That ani shevi kaben asher lo yotz, not yetzer. I heard once from my father Moshalom that he saw a maisa with the Alter Gei Rebbe, the Miemis, that there was one time that the Miemis was talking and learning with the Mechamim, and there was a Talmud Chacham that asked him a kasha on this chinuch. He mentioned this chinuch that if ani brings a kaben asher, he's not yetzer. He says there's a perish mishnah in the Goyim Faket by Tyrus HaMetzayah. By Tyrus HaMetzayah is the one other place we find the Tyrus Mechalak between the Kabban Ani and the Kabban Ashiya. On the eighth day, when he's ready, the Metzayah to become Torah, he has to bring three Kabbanas. He brings a Chattas, an Oyeng, and an Oshem. And the Tyrus Mechalak, that Ashiya brings a Chattas Behema, and an Oyeng from Behema, and an Oshem from Behema. But Ani, they say, if Ani cannot afford it, Ani brings a Chattas Oif, and an Oyeng Oif. And Oshem, even the Ani, has to bring a carbon behema. But Akaponim, the Chattas and the Oyinla of a carbon Tzayir, the Tzayir Machalik that an Oshir brings behema, behemis, and the Ani brings Oifis. And the Mishnah says, Beferish, in Perik Yudalad from Sach Negoyim, Mishnah Yubayz, says that a Tzayir Ani, Shevi Kabin Oshir Yatza. If an Ani brings a carbon Oshir, he is Yatza. So, in fact, this Talmud Chacham, he has this kasha to why would the Chinuch say by Erev Yerid is different? There's Takan Mishnah, but we find this Musig by Metzayah that Ani Shevi Kaben Ashi is Yetzah. And here the Chinuch says that Ani Shevi Kaben Ashi is Yerid no Yetzah. What's the Chinuch?
The Chinuch doesn't
have what?
The Chinuch says.
No, it's his own Chiddush. It's his own Chiddush. The Chinuch bring it down. I found this same kasha, besides this Maisef, I found the same kasha, the Chlishik Samsoipi is the kasha in Shabbos, Tafkuf Lama Bezim Abbez, Beshem the Maracha Pandri. And the Chinuch increases the Chachas is the Kasha B'Shem the Mishnah and Precious Drachim. They ask on the Chinuch that why is it different than Mitzvah, and they talk about it. They try to see different Tirtzim. But the Ger Rebbe answered like this. They say the Ger Rebbe answered Meduchsuch as the Yid felt the carbon. That was the answer. The reason is the Meduchsuch as the Yid felt the carbon. The seems to me that the Yid is missing a carbon. So everyone over there was saying they didn't know what he meant. So they sent it over to Menachem Zemba, and Menachem Zemba right away chavdi says, oh, it's a half of the Geteretz. It's a beautiful chilk. So the chilk is, by Mitzayah, there's taka chilk between the what type of carbon the Asher brings and the Ani brings. The Asher brings Behemoth and the Ani brings Eifus. But they both are bringing the same carbonus. They're both bringing the Chattas and the Asham. The Ani is also bringing the Chattas and the Asham. Hashenke Bekarbon and the Yerid, not only is the type of carbon different, Behemus and Oifus, but what carbon you bring is different. And Oshir, when he's over these three Averis of Shuas Eid, Shuas Bita, and Tumsuk Jarasov, he only brings a Chattas Kavu, he only brings a carbon Chattas Behema. Just he doesn't bring an Oila. The Ani, the Torah is Machayevim to bring Shtesem Shnei Be'ena, a Chattas and an Oila. So the Ani, all of a sudden, was Chayevim an Oila. So if an Ani is going to go bring a carbon Oshir, he's only bringing a Chattas. Meduchsuch as the Yifel the carbon. He didn't bring a carbon Oila.
Wait a minute, that's by Minchu,
by these three Averis of carbon on the Yerid, of Shuas Eidus, Tumsuk Shadashav, and Tumsuk Shadashav, and Shuas Bitoi, an Oshir brings a carbon Behema, a Chattas Behema, and a Kvua, and the Ani brings Shleim 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 Yerina, a Chattas and an Oila. The Oshir did not bring an Oila. Oh, wow, very good. I guess this is what I can say. We can get to that in a second. So, my first question. Wow, very good, very good. Okay, let me say it. So my kasha was the Chodesh Teretz is so posh, it's a pelon of some seifa and the Machapandri and the Mishlemach and the Achrim. They asked this kasha, and why don't they answer this? That the Meduchsuch to get felt the carbon. That how can only be he's the chayiv over here in the Kabbalah? He's not being a Kabbalah. So I wanted to say with the Shukah from the Eben Ezra and the Meis Simcha, I give you yes, he's Macham right away. Wow. There's a Gemara in Chulin in the Chafbeis Amaralav that according to one Gersa, the Gemara has it sad to say that Oyla Sa'oif can be brought at night. We know all carbonists have to be run in the day. We're going out for BM Sabaisa, it's Ma'akiv. A carbon has to be run in the daytime. The Gemara Zatzad having me to say that oilless oif could be brought at night. And the Gemara is Deichid right away. But the Gemara doesn't explain what was the Havamina? Why should oilless oif be different? And the son come out, no one speaks about it, but it's a Chuvus Rajba, Simon Reisha Invov, the Rajbi Esakasha. What kind of Havamina is that? Why should you be able to bring an oilless oif at night? Belayla. And the Rashba says that the Gisim Shabeshasib Yeshomechka. Akade Kach, the Rashba says, doesn't make any sense. The Gisim Shabeshas is not even a Havamina such a thing, and you should erase it. Then Sameach Peg Zain, Hilchas Maisa Shane, even in the Yavai, Halacha Gimel, not the Yavai, Halacha Gimel, and in the Miluim on the Sameach, he wants to answer with Shtukal Eben Ezra and Pashat Yirka. There's an Eben Ezra and Pashat Yirka that Shtelzach on a Pashat Akasha. He says, what's the taka the reason that when Oni brings a Kabbalah of Yerid, he has to bring a Kabbalah of Yerid? We find by all Chatoyim whenever you bring a Kamachatas. We never find that a Kamachatas comes with a Kabbalah of Yerid by Chatoyim, by Mitzray, by certain other dinim, you have even different Kabbalahs. But when for a Chet, you bring a Kamachatas. And even the Ashi just brings a Kamachatas, doesn't bring a Kabbalah of Yerid. What's the reason that Ani, all of a sudden, for this Chatoyim, he has to bring a Kabbalah of Yerid? What's the reason? So the Eben Ezra says, where the Teretz? He says, the Teretz is, when an Ashi brings a Kabbalah Chatas Behema, besides being zerked the dam of the Mizbeach, there's also a murim that is nicked on the Mizbeach. The murim of the Mizbeach is burnt on the Mizbeach. But Ani, when he brings his chatas ha'oif, a chatas ha'oif is you zerk the dam, and the kohen eats the chatas ha'oif, but nothing is nicked on the Mizbeach. There's no murim. By a chatas behema, you have zerkas ha'dam, you have part that's nechal to the kahanim, and you have part that's nicked on the Mizbeach. But by chatas ha'oif, you're missing the murim. That kapar you're missing. The chenek of the Mizbeach is missing. All you have is the dam, and all you have is the parts nechal kahanim. But there's nothing burnt on the Mizbeach. That's why the Ani has to bring an oila saif. He has to burn something on the Mizbeach. The whole thing is to bring kedei to have the emurim. As the Meir Simcha wants to say, that's the havmin of the Gemara. That since the whole purpose of this oila saif is only for the emurim, we know emurim can be brought at night. That's the first mission of Brachos. The every other part of the carbon, the shechita, the kabbalah, the lachem, the zirka has to be done in the day. That's brings. But the emurim, the mishnah says in the first mishnah in Shas, says the emurim can be a whole night. Mamela, since the whole purpose of this oila saif is just to be memali the chsan emurim, does it have a mean it should be even at night? The gemara's derechet because the ma'aser is a carbon also has to be in the day. But that was the have mina. And the main symbolism.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. I have to figure out. Okay, but there's some mechan so the samachti moich and chani Hashem b'der chemes. The Meir Degan Loshon on this little tire. So I was very happy that Hashem led me in the true way in the der chemes. And they say ma'isa. The Steiple used to say over this ma'isa. He heard b'shaitei that the Meir Simcha said over that he had a cholam. He had a penalty of a cholam that he saw in the Masifta de Rekia they were learning this sugya, this Gemara and Chulin. And this Raj was kasha, how could it be such a havamina? And he says, it's a gift, mishubeshes, you have to erase it. And they said over, b'mei simchas teretz. And the Rajba said, "Es gerecht." The Rajba said that his teretz is good, and you don't have to erase the gesser. We can keep the gesser. His teretz is better than mine. And that's what b'mei simcha meant when he wrote, "Smachti moich and chen shem b'derechem." Some word gemaisa. I'm thinking to say, what the Gereb on the Gereb's teretz on our kasha? How could why is by a kavanah of Yerid? Why if an Oni brings a Kabban Ashiya, he's not Yetzah. And the Gereb said, Meduchsav, he felt the Kabban. He was chayiv in a Kabban Oyinla. He brings a Kabban Ashiya, he's not bringing his Oyinla. Maybe we could deen him for this Evanezza. The whole purpose of bringing the Kabban Oyinla, the Evanezza says, because he doesn't have a Murim. But if he brings a Kabban Ashiya, he brings a Behemah, he has a Murim. He doesn't need the Kabban Oyinla. There's a Mela, that's why the Chassam Seifa and the Mishnah Melech, the Machapandi, that's why the Achreinim didn't answer like the Mishnah Melech. He's not missing a Kabban because he doesn't need it, because he has the Murim. So that's what I wanted to say, maybe differently. Just one list of Ara, we mentioned that by the Mitzoyer Ani, that brings a Kabban Asher, he is Yaitza. By Mitzoyer, the Asher brings a Chattas Behemah and an Eilas Behemah, and the Asher brings a Chattas Oif and an Eilas Oif. The Chazanish and the Goyim, Simi and Gimel, Isi Be'ez, because it's Shein HaChakir, what about if he only brings one Kabban like an Asher and one like an Ani? Can he bring a Chattas Behemah and an Eilas Oif? And we only do half of it. Like and again, by Mitzayra, Kabban Mitzayra, Taras Mitzayra, the Asher brings a Chattas Behemah and an Eilas Behemah. And the Asher Behemah. And the Ani brings a Chattas Oif, Eilas Oif, and an Asher Behemah. But if he brings Kabban Asher, he brings Behemahs, he's also Yetzah. What about if he does half like an Asher? He brings the Chattas Behemah, but the Eilas brings the Eilas Oif. Or if I can, he brings the Chattas Oif and he brings the Eilas Behemah. You also say that the Ani is Yetzah? Or do you say that the chatas and the have to be the same min? Whatever, if you can bring behemoths, it's both be behemoths. So if you bring oifis, it's both be oifis. That's the chazanish here. Okay. The chazanish is in the goyim simin yigim o isyud beis. What's splitting? You think pasha have to be the same?
Should be good.
Because it's a din shtei term shtei b'nei yonah.
Yeah, either
come around or come not sure. Oh, that was my son. No, chazan. You can look at the chazan. She closed the shadow. Okay, you guys are scared.
The look of the Melichus Ivorim is all on all Ivorim or on one?
On what?
On the Melichus Ivorim. A call Kabbalah Ivorim.
That's not that. Yeah. Everything that goes on the Mizbeach and there's a Ra'o that holds even the Pas Necho, Kahanim, and the Bank, most of the Melicha. And yeah, Kokum Chatagmel, everything has to have. And Chatchigan has to be as Zoivi Mamasha Malichi Yafi Yafi, completely white with salt.
That's the Rasa also, right?
That's
the same as Melichus Kashrut.
Yeah, well, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says it's the Chatchigan. And the Gemara itself says, the Gemara just has a Josh attack of Koshu and Rashigan's that. Rashing it differently, the Rambam that goes on this, that it could be a little bit salt, but the Eved. That's what I'm asking. According to the Rambam, it has to be the same amount of salt as the when you put in the Zbeach completely. I'm asking, that was not fucking. Sure.